I was going to, this story is about fire, and I was going to tell it last month when the subject was from the ashes, because it tied in with that subject very well. But I didn't get to tell it last month because we ran out of time. Strangely enough, it also fits this month's subject, caught in the middle. So I'm going to get to tell it after all, or try to anyway. It's in three parts. There's a prologue, and then we'll have the story, and then the short epilogue. Okay, to get started, we're back in the 1990s, and we're traveling down Highway 101. We get to Santa Barbara, and there's trouble in Santa Barbara. Highway 101 is closed, and traffic comes to a stop. There's a wildfire, and it's a bad one. 300 houses were lost, and one person lost their life. It started up in the Painted Cave area, up on the San Marcos Pass. Swept down the mountainside, went across Highway 101, and went all the way out to the ocean. And after the fire was over, somebody asked one of our pilots, a fellow by the name of Bob McDonald, what stopped the fire? And Bob said, when it ran out of houses. Now, that was a typical response from Bob. He was kind of a cynical guy, also very critical, and also complained a lot. So it wasn't any wonder that some of the other guys in the company came up with a nickname for him, Bitchin' Bob. There were so many stories about Bob that one fine day I put them all together and wrote my own story about him. It's in about 8 or 10 parts. And Bob is from San Francisco. And so I called his story, Play Me Back to Sausalito. Also wrote another story about the fire. Now, there was a wind condition that day called a sundowner. And so I called that story, Welcome to Sundowner Alley. And that's the prologue. Now we're going to go on to the story. So We're still in the 1990s. I'm not sure what year. We're still on Highway 101. Now we're heading down towards Los Angeles and Southern California. And it's late in the fire season. It's October, Santa Ana winds, and there's big trouble in Southern California. Firestorm. 15 major fires started in a little over a day. 30 hours, 15 major fires from, from Ventura County in the north out to San Bernardino in the east, down to Laguna Beach in the south. Southern California was on fire. As Willie Loman might say, the woods were burning. Laguna Beach was one of the hardest hit areas. Whole neighborhoods were lost there. And as the fire was approaching the town, one of the residents, a fellow, headed back toward his neighborhood. And he gets to his neighborhood, and he drives in. As he's driving in, everybody else is driving out. They've already packed up their valuable possessions, their most valuable possessions, and now they're getting out of there. But he's going in. But not to pack up any valuables. He has something else in mind. He's going back to save his house. He's a very determined guy. He's determined to save his house. Some years before, him and his father had built the house together. He was not about to watch it burn down without putting up a fight. So, besides his determination, he had two other things going for him. One was he was 37 years old, still fairly young, And he was not alone. He had his best friend with him. And it's a good thing he did, because he was going to need him. So they arrive at his house, and the first thing they want to do is start wetting down the roof. So he picks up the little garden hose, turns on the tap, and nothing happens. There's no water. For some reason, no water comes out. So he steps back, and they need a water supply. He steps back and surveys the scene. His neighborhood is on a hillside. It's terraced with parallel streets, like steps, going uphill, one, two, three, so forth. And his neighbor directly above him happens to have a pool. Now, all they have to do is figure out how to get from the pool over to the roof of his house. Well, the pool is here, and the roof of his house is here. There's still wood laying around from various construction projects. So they start using some of the longer planks. Very quickly, they put up a walkway from the pool area over to the roof of his house. And then with trash containers and 5-gallon pails, buckets, they start scooping up water from the pool, carrying it across the walkway, and throwing it on the roof of his house. By this time, the fire is entering the neighborhood, and embers are starting to fly around, and they're landing on the roof, so they have to pick up the pace. In the meantime, the embers are also landing on the roofs of his neighboring of the neighboring houses, starting to set those roofs on fire. Then the houses start to burn. And before they know it, flames are all around them. Now picture yourself in a helicopter, and you're circling around up above, and maybe 300 or 400 or 500 feet or so, and you look down. What do you see? You see two men struggling, trying to save a house. They're surrounded by fire. They're in a ring of fire. So what do we have here? We have two men who are
right in the middle.
Okay, the flames are getting higher and higher. It's getting hotter and hotter. Okay, the heat is getting intense now. Then it's becoming unbearable. Every so often they have to jump in the pool to cool off. They drag themselves back out, pick up their buckets, and go back to work. The work is grueling. It's heavy lifting. It's nonstop. The fire keeps burning. They are now in an endurance contest. It's between them and the fire. And who's going to win? They don't know. Only in the next hour or so will they find out whether they're going to win or the fire wins. Fire keeps burning. Embers keep flying. They keep throwing water. And that's how it goes on. For a time. Until, slowly, after a while, the tide starts to turn. They're running out of endurance. But so is the fire. It's running out of material. And the tide is turning now. The fire is very slowly starting to ebb. The flames are starting to dwindle down, diminish. It's taken time, but they're dwindling down. And finally, they dwindle down to the ground, where there's only a few flames still licking what's left of the houses around the bottom of the houses. Well, it's over. Their ordeal is over. Their ordeal by fire. They've won. They've beaten the odds. They look around and they can stop now and look around. They're done with throwing water. The fire is over. They can stop now and look around. What they see is the neighborhood is no longer there. Where dozens of houses used to be, now there's only desolation. Huh? But one house is still standing. It's his house. All the others are gone. Right. They have beaten the odds against tomorrow. Okay, now we have the epilogue. Okay, it's after the fires are over when the stories come out. Most of them are sad. People lose everything. Mementos, keepsakes, all their possessions, the treasures of a lifetime. Once in a while, it's very rare, but once in a while there's a story with a happy ending, like the man who saved his house from the ashes, and the two men who were caught in the middle and still beat the devil.